Hi, it's Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday Morning. So lately, I've had more on my plate than usual, juggling work and my personal life. And as a result, I've been leaning heavily on self-compassion and offering it as a tool to people seeking help with their difficult emotions. And this got me thinking about the central question of self-compassion, which is, what do you need? When we ask ourselves this question, we're asking the part of ourselves that gets overridden by the busyness of our lives. And there's often a deep sense of relief just from being asked. When I ask myself this question, sometimes there's an answer about an immediate need, like sleep or rest. And at other times, the answer is broader and harder to address, like the need for reassurance. Sometimes there's no answer. But there's still a sense of relief knowing that I'm giving my mind space to explore the question without any demands for an answer. One of the needs that arose from my intuition lately is a need for more structure in my life. I have quite a bit of flexibility in how I manage my work and my time, and this can lead to a lack of consistency in key daily habits like my meal times and my sleep schedule. In the past, I've been resistant to routines. I fear that I'd become bored and life would just start to feel monotonous. But now I know that they can help me live more healthfully and preserve the vital energy that I need to be creative and present. So I'd love to share a meditation with you that's centered on self-inquiry. Self-inquiry practices involve grounding ourselves in the present moment, and then asking ourselves a question with openness, curiosity, and acceptance of whatever emerges. First, you'll want to find a space where you know you'll be uninterrupted. And I also recommend setting a timer for the meditation practice. And the amount of time can be up to you, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes. Having a set amount of time provides psychological safety, knowing that the process won't drag on and interfere with other tasks of your day. Next, you'll take time to ground yourself in the moment. And you can do this by starting with a body scan. And we have plenty of those in the app if you need them. A body scan brings awareness to the different parts of your body and into the space of mindfulness. You can also touch into your five senses or follow sensations of your breath for a few minutes. This will help you to be more present before you ask yourself what you need so that you can see what arises more clearly. Then imagine that your mind is like a large, clear lake, and the question of what you need is a little pebble that you're dropping into the water. You can imagine that you're sitting by the lake and observing the ripples in the water. The ripples in the mind might show up as memories, thoughts, or images. See if you can allow and invite all the ripples to be there just as they appear, remembering that the practice is centered on getting curious and open instead of demanding an answer from yourself. And if you enjoy journaling, you might want to have a paper and pen nearby to jot down what you notice. Continue to ask yourself what you need for as long as you've set aside for the exercise. Allow your tone to be gentle, curious, and accepting, no matter what arises. If you want to try a guided practice on clarifying what you're needing, you can check out Dora's meditation called Reflecting on Your Needs. So that's it for me for today. I truly hope this was helpful and that you have a lovely rest of your day. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.